Really well, man. Just got back from Atlanta this morning, so I'm not even tired. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I'll probably sleep well tonight, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're only 14 days into 2017 and you have been so busy. What have you been up to?
Well, I started my 2017 with a bit of a bang. I went to America and performed on Good Morning America, which was amazing. The jump on iTunes was huge, and that was an amazing experience. I've then been doing a radio promo tour, so I've been out in the States, up the East Coast, just meeting with radio stations, meeting with competition winners and fans, and performing for them live, my original music, my single. Obviously the drive out there is Dance on My Own, so I'm performing that. But yeah, just been really busy with all that. In the meantime, I'm approving this, that, and the other for the rest of the year, and going through the plan for what's coming up in the coming months, and it's looking busy.
It sounds pretty busy, yeah. So what a way to start 2017 then. Like you said, Good Morning America. How was that?
Oh my God, man. It was unreal. I was shaking. One of my friends said the other day, like, surely you don't get nervous at these things anymore. And I'm like, I get nervous before everything. I think I always will. Because it just reminds me how much I care about what I do, you know. And I was completely shaking on TV. So, yeah.
I can imagine how scary that would be. So since the start of the year, we're only 14 days in, but you have been so busy. Did you manage to get yourself any time off over Christmas?
I did. I finished recording the music video for Rhythm Inside. So that got finalised. And then I went back home and I stayed at home for about just over a week, but got to spend some really quality family time with the family. My sister gave birth to a beautiful baby boy in September, so I had to spend my first Christmas with him, with Oliver, so that was really, really special. And then whilst I was over in the States, I got to go over to Toronto when I had a weekend off, and I spent another little Christmas, I guess, with my dad and my brothers and my stepmom. And so yeah, so I've had a really nice bit of time with the family, but yeah, time to crack on, because there's so much business to do in 2017. I just can't wait to get it all started, really.
Yeah, so it was back in 2015 that you were on Britain's Got Talent, wasn't it?
That's the one, yeah.
So just over a year ago now, looking back, did you ever expect it to get to the level that it's gotten to now?
No, not at all. I mean, it's exceeded every single expectation I had of it, and more. You know, we went on that show. My sister applied to both of us for the show, and I don't think either of us had any idea the scale, what it would get to. And even still, me and my mum, my sister and my dad and everybody just sit around just like, I can't actually believe what's going on. Like, it's just absolutely mental, but just loving every single minute of it. I mean, this is a dream come true for me, so I just loving life.
After Britain's Got Talent in 2015, I think the best way to put it is that you exploded onto the music scene with that cover of Robin's Dancing on My Own, which has now had over 200 million streams worldwide. That is crazy.
It blows my mind. I mean, there's every time the statistics come up, it's just like, did I really get that? It's super encouraging for, you know, what hopefully is the rest of my career, you know, the rest of my life, if I can.
I read somewhere that you actually recorded the vocals of Dancing on My Own in your bedroom. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true, actually, yeah. Who would have thought, like, this, a song that's had that many streams around the world was recorded in a little bedroom back in my mum's place in Hull, the northeast of England. It just doesn't, that sort of stuff just doesn't happen.
Incredible. So since the success of Dancing on My Own, your new single, Rhythm Inside, has been released.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. Tell me a bit about it.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Well, this is the opposite of Dancing on My Own. Lyrically and musicality wise, obviously lyrics for Dancing on My Own is more about the unrequited love of sort of being in the corner, in inverted commas, and watching a relationship unfold and kind of desperately wanting that for yourself. And for me, for the second single, I just wanted to switch things up and, you know, show my versatility and my songwriting capability. And so I wrote about the opposite of that, you know, being in the thick of it, seeing that person, whether it be across a room or whatever, and having those feelings of, you know, the butterflies going off in your stomach and the hairs standing on end and all that kind of stuff. And we've tried to replicate that in the music video as well, so that should go hand in hand. But yeah, it's got a beat to it, so hopefully people can move around instead of crying, because I don't want to get a complex of making people cry every time I sing. So but yeah, it's just super fun singing something live. It's just seeing people move around and seeing the smiles, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
Okay, tricky question. If you could describe your new song using three emojis, what would they be?
Oh, three emojis. Okay. So one would have to be like fireworks or something.
Good start.
Yeah, because it's just that adrenaline feeling and those explosions going off. One would have to be the heart eyes one, the one with the hearts in his eyes. And then, just for good measure, the emoji of the hands in the air. I think that would sum it up in three emojis for me.
Yeah, cool.
I might rename it. I might take it off and then put it back up with just those three emojis and re-release it. Yeah. I don't know how I would call it because it wouldn't be Rhythm Inside anymore. It'd just be three emojis, but.
So we'll be seeing that on the back of the Callum Scott album that we're getting soon then?
Yeah, man. So we're talking maybe spring, summertime. I'm finalising the album in February. I'm doing all the vocals and recording all that kind of stuff. So, the album should be round the corner very, very soon.
Looking forward to it. And the big question then, I know you were here a couple of months ago with Jamie Lawson, but are we going to be seeing Callum Scott again in Belfast anytime soon?
I would love to. I mean, I've said this, that I want to, as soon as I can, I want to go back on the road and tour again, because it's just such an incredible feeling being on the bus, going around to these different cities, playing to audiences, you know, across the country. Such an amazing feeling. I had such an amazing time supporting Jamie Lawson where we played Belfast, and the crowd are always incredible. So yeah, I would love to come back to Belfast if you'll have me.
Of course we'll have you. We'd love to see you back here. Just one more thing before we go. We're going to play your brand new song, Rhythm Inside, or using the three emojis you described, whichever way you want to do it yourself. Would you like to introduce it for me?
I would love to, Curtis. Thank you so much. Hi, guys. It's Callum Scott, and you're listening to my brand new single, Rhythm Inside.